In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, after Christmas and Epiphany time, we return to the regular cycle of the saints. And today we have the feast of two special saints. All saints truly are special, but one of them is a great doctor and the other great priest who suffered much during persecutions. And our first saint of the day is Saint Hilary, and he was born in France long time ago and raised as a pagan. But Saint Hilary was a very intelligent man, and he thought that it was truly a foolish thing to worship many gods as pagans did. So Saint Hilary obtained a copy of the Holy Bible and read it eagerly. From the Bible he learned about the one true God and about Jesus our Savior, and at last he became a Christian. From his baptism to the end of his life, Saint Hilary tried to teach people to believe in God, and he also tried to encourage them to lead holy lives. He became finally the Bishop of Poitiers, his city, and during this time there was a bad heresy that said Jesus was not God, and Saint Hilary showed and preached people how wrong this was. He wrote many books about the faith and traveled everywhere preaching that Jesus Christ is truly God. For this he earned from the church the great title of Doctor, Doctor of the Church, very holy and learned man who tells the people how they should believe and live. Also today is the feast of the 3rd century martyr, Saint Felix of Nola. And he has a very peculiar instance happened in his life. If you are afraid of spiders, if you consider them nasty or scary, you can might consider and learn from this incident in Saint Felix's life. As a priest, Saint Felix was hiding in a cave from the bad people who were persecuting Christians. And then a spider wove a web across the opening of the cave, and giving thus the appearance that no one had entered the cave for many long time. When the soldiers who were hunting Saint Felix came to the cave, they saw the web there and noticed that it was so new that they thought that he cannot be hidden here, and moved away. So Felix stayed inside until his captors or his persecutors moved on, and they never found him. Also, like so many saints, Felix focused his attention to the poor. Even though he was born in the wealthy family, Saint Felix lived the gospel, just like Saint Hilary taught the people to always not only believe, but also to do and live according to your beliefs. So Saint Felix gave up his wealth to people who needed food, clothing, and a place to live. He himself lived a simple life. He farmed 3 acres with his own hands, and he only kept enough food to feed himself. The rest of what he grew, it went to the poor. If Felix owned 2 coats, he would give one, the better one, to someone who had none. And all these good things he could do because God had protected his life by allowing a little tiny spider to cast his web and thus drive the persecutors away. Children, spiders truly are useful and friends of ours because they keep our home, yard, garden, farm and school and workplace free from nasty pest insects. They also help the whole planet in a similar way, preventing insects from becoming overly dominant and destructive. And they even some native peoples in faraway lands use the webs of some special spiders as fishing nets. From all this you can see, children, how God can use even the smallest creature to do great things. If even little spider could save a holy man's life, how much good you children can do if you do as Saint Hilary taught you, that is, you believe in God and live a holy life. Never think yourself as an insufficient or too little for God's service, because if God can use the itsy-bitsy spider as doing the great things, he can most certainly use you as well. God bless you.